News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, the last 8 months has seen Dublin's Mansion House go through 120 kegs of free Guinness from the makers of the Black Stub, far outstripping his predecessor's bar tab. We're joined by Dublin's Lord Mayor, Neil Ring. Neil, what are you getting up to in the Mansion House? It sounds like it's the party capital of the country at the moment.
I wouldn't quite say that, but what we're certainly getting up to is making sure that the Mansion House is the house for the people of Dublin, and it, especially the huge amount of volunteers that are doing great work for football clubs, GA clubs, homeless charities.
So kind of like a public house.
Well, I wouldn't quite call it that, but it is a public house in terms of it's open to the public. And what I have done so far this year, I've had over 16,000 people through the house. So, I mean, that's between open days and evening events. Like, and I hope to get well over 20,000 by the end of my term.
How many guests have so far in your term? 16,000?
16,000 people have come through the house.
Okay, that's, yeah. I'm looking here, 120 kegs of beer, that's about 10,560 pints. That's about two-thirds of a pint per person coming through the Mansion. That's a fair old outturn, isn't it?
Well, it's not. Well, you're slightly off on the figures. It works out about 2 pints per person for evening events. There's been about 8,000 people at evening events.
Okay.
Now we've had afternoon events where people have had a little tipple afterwards. For example, I do an afternoon tea for senior citizens once or twice a week now, and sometimes they stay back and there's a little bit of a sing song and they might get a pint or two. But I'm looking at the people I've had through, like men's sheds, book launches, the inner city helping homeless, the Homeless World Cup crowd were in. We've had, I've actually had the Palestinian ambassador had a Palestinian evening there. And then the following week we had Hanukkah. So just to be, you know, get everything balanced up. I've had fabulous groups like, say, Michael's House, the CRC, the Clontarf Bulls, the Raheny All-Stars. It's just, and one of the highlights I had, and I don't really push this one, but when people ask me what was one of the best things I had, was the weekend before Christmas when we had, now there was no drink involved, but we had 350 children with autism coming through where we set up a sensory
center.
Very good.
So, now look, there will be some people that say, look, it sounds like great fun, I wouldn't mind going to one of those nights, but there would be some people saying, look, do we have to do everything around drink in Ireland?
No, we don't. And what I'm saying is, like, of the 16,000, about 8,000 came through on open days and tours of the house, etc. Like, during the summer, I would have had a huge amount of tourists in when they'd be outside. I'd know a lot of the tour guides, like Pat Liddy and these people. And when they had people outside, I'd bring them in, give them a tour of the house. It's really just to show.
Okay.
Well, the house oozes history, as you know.
It does. Is there a danger the well is going to run dry, though, or will Diageo keep supplying the...
In fairness to Diageo, and we have to give them huge credit, they have been very good and they've given me over the quota this year. Now, I don't think it can continue, so I'm going to have to review that situation. You know, now, we've had, as you know, we had 3 civic receptions this year, one for the Dubs, one for the hockey team and one for Kelly Harrington. So, and I said at the time, if this continues, we're going to be on glasses of water and cream crackers. So I think we may be getting to that stage, but look, we'll see what happens. But meanwhile,
who was harder on the bar there, the hockey team or the Dubs?
Oh, I couldn't at all.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, these are trained athletes. And actually, another crowd I had in was the Park Run volunteers, and I can assure you,
they were a wild crowd, were they?
Well, I did it on a Friday night, especially to keep them quiet, because as you know, the Park Runs are Saturday morning at 9:30. So I brought them in on the Friday, so that saved a lot of pints that night.
All right, Neil. All right, Lord Mayor. Listen, thanks a lot for taking the call. Neil Ring, Dublin's Lord Mayor there.